It also extends funding for the community health centers, which is important to a lot of our local communities. It provides disaster relief assistance to states impacted by last year's hurricanes. It frees up approximately $6 billion to combat our growing opioid epidemic. And of real importance to me, it removes the arbitrary spending caps that have hamstrung our armed forces and jeopardized our national security by funding the military at levels authorized within this year's National Defense Authorization Act.